Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, we're just having a little bit of a...
Oh, wow!
I didn't even cover my mouth. Clearing my...
We'll have to edit that out.
Will we? Why?
Because there is a flame brooch on your waistcoat.
Oh, and don't say that. That's disgusting. Oh,
as dear. You are. How are you, dear?
I'm very well.
It seems like only 3 minutes ago I saw you.
But mere moments.
Mere moments. But that's just how we work.
We are.
Yeah, we're bonded constantly.
We are bonded. Well, we talk a lot, don't we?
That's true.
Sometimes actually. I don't know when we're on podcast and when we're just on life.
There doesn't seem to be much of a difference. Of the project.
Well, I think that's what's very dangerous, because we were talking about things that were disingenuous, or what's the thing that was driving you absolutely so many. So I need to explain to the listeners. Bruce has a penchant for a voice note. And sometimes I'll come back to our joint WhatsApp group and I'll have that heart-wrenching moment where I see 18 messages and I go, oh my God, it's like listening to a box set. And I have to plough
through. HBO, if you're listening.
I have to plough through whatever nonsense you are throwing at me. But you did go off on an absolute rant about people who, just going to their work, always appear to be humbled.
They're always humbled. They're always incredibly grateful. It was an honour to turn up to my shift today. Really? It's Tesco Metro and everyone fucking hates you. No, it's more amongst... And listen, again, going back to what we've spoken previously about, this isn't against anyone in particular. Mm-hmm. It's just language that genuinely gives my fanny the bile. Mm-hmm. I can't cope with it. I do not understand how any performer, whether they be a musician, an actor, a stand-up, whatever, can be humbled by the fact that people have come up to them at the end of the gig. Now, again, it's not directed at anyone, because loads of people do it. The fact of the matter is, you would know probably that people will approach you because they've paid money to see the acts. Now, I remember someone you know, and I know, oh, I can't handle it, I can't handle it. They come up and they offer me a drink. I mean, it's just like, oh, you know, I'm going back to my own town. And I said to that person, you take any fucking drink you're offered and don't be so fucking rude. You know, seriously, take what you are given, you little bitch.
But that's one of the joys of doing what we do.
Absolutely,
is
to take a drink.
To take a drink, the interaction afterwards, the people. But you don't like to see now, here. There we go. You don't like having your photograph taken.
No, but
surely.
But
you
then I'm not
expect.
On Twitter going, I'm hummed. No, I wouldn't expect a photo, because I actually think that's quite intrusive.
Wouldn't you?
That would be a bit like a sleepy cuddle. Yeah, sleepy cuddle against your will. Do you dig?
I do dig, yeah. But I just think if in the business that we are in, that if somebody comes up and because they've paid money to come and see you,
they don't
that
own
they
me.
Want a selfie afterwards.
And I'm not saying, oh my God, I'm humbled. Someone wanted to catch me on camera, so I was filling it like some freak with a thyroid problem. No, what a load of rubbish. Honest to God. And do you know what I hate about it? Could you just move in? Could you do that? Or could you turn around that way? All right. Oh, Bruce, could you go? Oh, could you go in the back? Could you F off? Because no one's interested. I remember, you'll laugh, I was the face of Scottish
we'll
Slimmers.
We'll be the judge of that. No, we did laugh.
Thank you. And I remember doing a shoot for them, right? And I was dangerously underweight. You know, I was wandering around with a drip. And some dried apricots, you know, just for sustenance. And he was like, can you do this? Can you do that? And I just walked away and I said, look, I'm not being a dick. I find that, I just hate it. It's never good enough. It's like, and that man is lovely. The Scotland made me, growing up Scottish. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah, charge. And then you have to do this. His name, Stuart?
You have to do this business at the end. Could you go and touch that? Could you? And I'm like,
could you pretend you're at a wedding?
Aye, could you pretend you're dead? Yeah, because you will be fucking soon, mate. So, yeah, I'm just not up for that. So, no, I just don't understand why, when people have taken these gigs, by and large, they'll know who they're on with. So it's of no surprise. And I just don't understand where all this false humility comes from. You went to work.
Yeah.
It's the same with woke up Monday, Monday motivation, hashtag blessed, hashtag get up grit.
Yeah. I remember Tom Stage used to do some material about that, just kind of, it's the only job where you do kind of go, hey, and people are applauding you as you arrive at your work, essentially. And but the business.
But then you feel humble after that. Hardly.
Well, no, because that's the thing. You shouldn't feel humble because we're all a bunch of show-offs. That's exactly. I mean, there's nothing humble or, you know, not humiliating. I've lost words again. I haven't done my elevate today.
Your what?
My elevate.
Is that Wordle?
No, that's for idiots. Who's Femi? Where have you gone?
Who is Femi? We didn't answer that one time I've asked before.
I've no idea.
Fine.
Are you on drugs?
No. I don't have time. I didn't sleep last night. I'm exhausted. I'm high on Lancet.
Elevate is my word puzzle thing that I do.
Is that not Wordle?
No, that's lingo.
What? I thought that was that thing with Adol Ray.
No, it's just a spin-off from the programme.
So I knew two homos. There's a surprise, right? And these homos were like, oh, Bruce, we're going down to Manchester. And I went, all right, Declan. I went, I'm just going to get my car serviced. I really don't want to know about your life, but, you know, great. Got a wee dog, asked about the dog, because I'm all normally always interested about the dog. And he went, yeah. And we're on lingo. And I went, you can barely fucking talk, so that's going to be interesting. So I was like, who's the warm-up? It was the girl, Natasha, that was dealing with us. And you're like, what? I said, you tried to make out you were in first class on a BMI flight, this is how long ago it was, from Edinburgh to Manchester. Why do homos always lie? Why is it the case when they've got enough points and they're, oh my God, oh, I'm in the lounge. Oh, I'm in the lounge. I've just sucked nine cocks. I'm in the lounge. Oh, I'm licking the buffet. And you're like, right, you're in the lounge. I'm on the plane. Plane food. You're like, when do you enjoy your holiday? It's the same with bloggers and influencers. Pay for your fucking holiday and you don't have to bore the tits off everyone.
And enjoy it. I remember asking somebody what their biggest fear was, and do you know what their answer was? Turning right on a plane, and I didn't know what they meant.
Do you know who used to say that?
Jimmy Quinn.
Well, he had to get another plane for a part of his personality. No, I always remember Cilla Black was like, oh, all right, love, now I go on a plane and I turn left. Turn that and you're like, right, okay, because I remember there's a famous story about Cilla, Biggins and Joan coming up to, because Joan's Percy is half Scottish, he's half Peruvian, half Scottish. I think Joan is of the Jewish faith.
Is he not dead? Sure.
No, and neither's Joan. They've just celebrated 25 years.
Have they?
And Joan got on a domestic flight and went, oh my God, where's the first class? They said, there's no first class. So Cilla's kicking off. Biggins, you know, he's tweaking his nipples, because why wouldn't he be? Well, he, honestly, you just look at Biggins and you think, you're dirty and I know what you spend your money on.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Please.
Guess who don't sue?
Yes, well, we don't have to
Could
guess.
Could be Mary Biggins from Kilwinning.
But I never knew that about aeroplanes, and I thought I was aristocratic, and I didn't know turning left on a plane meant first
I've
class.
I've flown business a couple of times. That's good.
No, I've flown business, but I didn't know. I didn't observe that I'd turned left rather than right.
I think it was Miles Jupp that used to do that joke. He said it's an awful lot of money to pay a first class ticket in which to cushion scum from steerage if there is a crash. Which there is that. But actually, I remember being told of a story. Now, here's a scenario. Mm-hmm. You and your partner are going on a long haul flight, okay? One of you has a business class ticket, the other has an economy ticket. Would you want to do the journey with your partner?
No.
No, right, wow. So that basically tells me a lot about you as a person, and you've the cheek to say I'm offensive. I knew someone that got on the same flight in a different tier from the part, and I thought, oh my God, wow, because if that was me, I would have got the nearest screwdriver, and I would have given them their eyes to play with.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not.
Because what I would have
as
done...
As long as I was in the upper tier.
What I would have done is said, can we swap for two economies so we could enjoy the journey together?
Oh, God,
see
no.
How nice I am.
Yeah, well, you hide it well. That's
maybe it's the people around me coughing in their pants and their mouth.
I wouldn't bother. I've got no allegiance or. The word I was looking for was honoured.
I'm humbled and honoured because I agreed with someone to turn up, speak shite, and get money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't they just say, I'm lucky I've not been found out?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that could be anyone listening. So don't bother getting in touch with me. Do you know why? Because I ain't interested. Seriously, yous can do one. I'll start speaking in the vernacular in which to fit in. Brun sass.
Oh, God. I think if this was going out live, my messages would start lighting up now. But that's what people do, though, isn't it? They automatically assume that you're talking about them, even though it isn't. But that's an admission of their own guilt.
So what do you feel guilty about then? Because you're kind of shat all over your case because you've thought I was bitching about these people.
Yeah.
And then there's still the man and the... not Fanny.
Oh, man.
The man who did the survey and then phoned up about the tits.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I love a survey.
So do you know what I was thinking? Because everything's my fault, apparently. And we'll speak about this after the recording.
Oh, good God. I'm taking this personally turn.
Can I talk?
Okay.
I feel as though I'm in a Real Housewives reunion. Hey. Anyway, Tessa, you're just a bitch.
I keep hitting that.
The roads. The roads are still not sorted. And I tweeted Nicola. I tweeted Saint Nicola of Bede House.
When did she become Saint Nicola?
I think she was canonised ages ago. Oh, it was ever since she went softer on her highlights. Because they're iridescent and it breaks up her complexion. It's a very wise thing to do. Because, of course, both her and Ruth were in Vogue.
Well,
a while back.
Well, they're not in Tarmac, that's for sure.
Well, no, absolutely. So I'd say to them, I said, now listen to the period, because I'm sick of this, because I'm worried about my alloys. I said, I'll take you both to Chez Gilles, you'll eat off the set menu, and we'll get this sorted. And then suddenly, no reply. What's that all about? How rude.
That, well, apart from it being rude, she's got no intentions of fixing the roads.
Why?
Well, we won't need to do any roads because we can't afford to put petrol in a car.
But you didn't understand that you could run on wine and roller skates.
I'm just looking at you now. For the listeners, I'm just staring at them.
Oh, well, at least she's not being flatulent. Let me tell you, the temperature is high in here. I'm so sick of the roads. People, honestly, just fix the roads.
No, it is. I mean, it is now sort of...
Because what's your...
Is that like an awful expression, say, third world country? But it feels... Is that an awful expression? I don't know, is it?
Someone said to me, if you want the best of the first world, go to the third world, and they suggested you go to Dubai.
Dubai can't be a third world country. Is it?
I don't know.
And it's I've never understood first, second, and third sector. What's different sectors? First sector, second sector?
What sector? What, do you mean the primary and then the secondary meal?
No.
Because they're very different things.
We sound like we've been up all night taking a cocktail of drugs and fisting strangers.
I do not take drugs.
No, I know you don't, but we sound like we have.
No, I'm not having this. Do you honestly think I'm going to allude to the fact I'm running around harbour seaside towns with marigolds on? I have more to do with my time.
You don't wear marigolds, do you? I could see you. I could see you in a marigold.
With the Kim Woodburn ones with the fur.
Yeah, and a pink penny, Bruce.
Oh, see?
Do homophobia. We play dress up?
That's nice. No, I've not done that for years. I think there's something unnatural about a man prancing around in a woman's skirt. I know Nacy's got a few.
Oh, Nacy just flicked you the finger.
Oh, she did. I'm glad that's all it was because I've seen her culottes.
Oh, stop
they
it.
They are honking.
Why do we always end up going down this road of
what, of culottes? You see how, because this is you. It's you, the way you interpret it. Oh, next it'll be, oh yeah, this is violence now. It's misogyny. I'll claim misandry, Mysander, Lysander, Shylock.
No. Misandry.
Portia. Does any of this mean anything to anyone?
Femi.
Who is Femi? Femi is a man Femi is a man that I think had something to do with Brexit. He was either
Why
for or against
Femi
it.
Why was he called Femi if he was a man?
Because his name's Femi. Femi something. Not like Femidom. Femi. F-E-M-M-I. Do you know what? I'm pure going to Google. Had the cut. No, I'm sick of this. I'm just sick of being shouted at constantly.
Oh, my
Here
God.
We go. Femi. Mm-hmm. Female.
Oh, my God. You've got to be careful when you Google with things like that.
Why? What
Because
now?
You'll find all kinds of all sorts.
Femi Co. Femi London.
Well, what's that?
Oh, that's Femi.
I'm very humbled.
Oh, I'm honoured. Femi Brexit.
Oh, stop it.
Femi breast pump, that's not what I'm looking
that's
for.
That's not what you're looking Perhaps. For. I think you've made this up.
No. No, hang on.
Oh, my days. Isn't it?
Femi! There we go.
That Put that bird tweet on again. That's like that bit in Big Brother, remember?
His name's,
when they were talking.
His name's Femi, sorry. Femi Owula. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He is a law grad, do-gooder, in inverted commas, writer for The Independent, femi.sorry@gmail.com. Why don't we get him on?
And what's his point? What's his purpose
well,
in life?
I don't know. It's just the name appealed to me. I'm sure he's very busy.
Right, well, let's ask him.
Oh, he's on Patreon. That's words we recognise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shall
well,
we scuttle over there to Patreon?
What? I tell you, though, we'd have to really get to the heart of the matter. None of this skirting.
Yes, absolutely. Down and dirty.
Now, where can people get down and dirty? Where can people find us if they want to subscribe or communicate with
Good
us?
Good Pod, Acast. I always want to say Acaster, and it's not. That's a comedian called James Acaster. Mm. Acast, Spotify, Apple, apparently YouTube. And Good Pods. Right. Anywhere else? That's it. Yeah.
Not the BBC channel. Oh, we've been cut out.
No. Well, you're box office poison, so you Absolutely. Get cut out of everything you do. Yeah. And telly's dead, innit? This is the future, podcasting.
This can't be the future.
Oh, God, I know, isn't that
I know, I'll go off my head.
Will you?
Yeah.
Mm. What do you container. Mean, go off?
Mm-hmm. It could get worse.
Don't say that. Oh, no, you can't say that. The thing you can't say is, at least it can't get any worse, because that absolutely means it will. So, yeah, it can get worse.
Wow, censorship. I've had a really nice time, thanks.
Always a pleasure.
Never a chore.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.